Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Healing Journeys Today. And for today's message, I titled it, Is God Bigger Than Unbelief? Is God Bigger Than Your Unbelief? And I want to talk about what's going on in this realm of so-called having unbelief, because it's something that I went through that wrecked me. It hurt me very much, and I want to help people to come up out of that or not enter that with the area of unbelief, because, man, did it hurt my emotions. It really messed me up. So I'm just going to sit here and let the Lord use me and help you guys to get set free from looking at yourself. That's what unbelief did. The teaching of unbelief caused me to look at myself all the time and all of my faults and mistakes, and it was always labeled as unbelief in my thinking. I'm not sure how everybody else operates with this, but I just know I've had a problem with this, so I want to talk about this. It's no longer your unbelief. You don't have unbelief. When you become a Christian and you sit down and you study the word and you read it and you understand what it says, I believe at that point you got rid of your unbelief. You believe the word. See, to me, believing the word is getting rid of the unbelief of the world. See, before you used to be unbelievers because you didn't believe what? The word. But now that you believe the word, you're no longer an unbelief. Unbelief. A believer, believe. They believe what? The Bible. The Bible is written for you to be able to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, I believe that the Word of God, if you have it and you understand it and you rightly, you know, understand what it says, that you have taken care of your unbelief. And the reason why I'm explaining this in detail is because we start putting all the blame and point all the finger at us, and we become self-centered by trying to get rid of our unbelief. How many times are you going to read, by his stripes I'm already healed? I think once you read it and you truly, you know you believe it. The people that are sitting there, you know you believe this. You believe that Jesus went to the cross, and right before he went there, they beat him, and by his stripes you were healed. I guarantee if you're watching Healing Journeys Today, you believe that. So you are a believer. But the thing is Satan slips in and starts telling you that you have unbelief because you stop looking at the word and trusting in what it says, and you start trusting more in your negative thoughts. And you know, I sought healing for years, and I had this unbelief teaching, and when I read it, I figured I had unbelief all the time. And after I would get done seeking the word, praising God through music, listen to healing teachings on YouTube, all day long, I'd stop, you know, just to eat dinner and get ready for bed. And then all of a sudden, Satan would start giving me unbelief. He would tell me that my pain was unbelief. But here's the thing. Just because I have pain doesn't mean I have unbelief. Just because I have a negative thought that Satan put in there, it's called his fiery darts being shot at me, doesn't mean that I have unbelief. That means Satan was trying to make me think that I have unbelief. I don't. Why I'm saying this is I don't want you guys to go around thinking that you have unbelief because you've had a bad thought. Satan's going to come and attack you. If you're walking in healing and you're getting close to the truth and you know the truth, Satan's going to have something to steal. So he's going to come and steal and try to steal, kill, and destroy. So I don't want you looking at yourself. I don't want you looking and trying to figure out whether you have unbelief or not. If you know the word says, by his stripes he is healed. By his stripes you are healed. Sorry. You do not have unbelief. You know the word. The word said, by his stripes you are healed. That's it. There's no other direction. You have gotten rid of your unbelief. Now the problem is the devil. The devil and symptoms and doctors in the mirror and your thought life is coming at you because of pain. I mean, I'm being compassionate. I know what pain does. It makes you feel like you absolutely have unbelief. And if you're stuck into this teaching of, well, you got unbelief, that's going to make it worse for you because you're going to have hope deferred makes the heart sick because you're going to believe that your pain is causing you to have radical unbelief. And you're going to put your faith in your pain and what you think is unbelief versus the word. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can cry out to God and ask him for help and trust him that he said that the word's real outside of what you feel, outside of how your emotions are. See, that's why it's so important to trust God with healing, that you are already healed, so you can actually walk this out victoriously instead of trusting in all of your feelings. See, I have feelings, symptoms, emotions, the devil coming at me on a daily basis. And if I put my trust in them instead of God, I would not be healed right now. I'd fall right out of my healing instantly. But I'm not trusting in my physical flesh. Even when the thoughts and the symptoms and the devil tell me I have unbelief because I'm negative, because the pain is so riddling, I am not looking at that to figure out whether I trust God or not. I turned to God and I said, God, help me. I trust you that you told me that I was already healed. And all these emotions and symptoms and feelings have nothing to do with it. Don't put faith into your unbelief and how you feel and how the devil makes you feel. Don't. And when I say that, I give you the way out. Go to God and ask him for help. God, help me. I can't get myself out of this. I'm too weak. I'm too sick. I can't do it, God. God, help me. Help me, Lord. Or call a friend and have them pray with you. Whatever it takes. I like going to God first, and then I'll call somebody if I have to. But I just want to help you to get through this teaching that has backfired on me, that you have to get rid of all of your unbelief. Now, it backfired on me, so I'm thinking it probably backfired on somebody else. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But the teaching is here. It'll be on the Healing Journeys Today website. It'll be on jeremiahclass.com website. It'll be there if somebody thinks that this is what they're dealing with. And, you know, I just want to help you guys to stop looking at yourself, to stop being self-centered because of that teaching that tells you that you have unbelief. And, the fact is, yeah, at one time I had unbelief. I didn't believe the word. But when you get to the point where you have the word and you understand it completely, which I know a lot of you guys do, how in the world could you have unbelief at that point after you've understood the word and read it for years? Why would you even point to yourself to say, well, I guess I have unbelief? Because of Satan. He's trying to make you think that you have unbelief when really you believe the word. And what happens is we don't have a relationship with God. We can't actually trust God that he told us that we're already healed because we're trusting in our own level of whether we think we have unbelief or faith or whatever. See, we need to stop looking at ourselves to see if we have these things. I want to point you to the author and the finisher of your faith. His name is Jesus Christ. He said it is finished. On the cross, when he went to the cross, he said it's done. It is finished. I want you to be able to focus on Jesus. The more Jesus-centered that you become, the better you will walk out your Christian life. Instead of becoming self-centered through a 12-step healing teaching on how you have to make everything work and all the pressure and responsibility and all of that is on you. No, I'm going to teach you guys how to cast all your cares upon God and start walking and talking with him in the cool of the garden like Adam and Eve and Abraham did before the word was written. They had a radical relationship with God. Abraham was called the father of our faith, and he didn't have a relationship with the word, but he did. He had a relationship with the one who wrote the word. We've got to get you guys into a radical relationship with God, a one-on-one conversation setting, so you can actually trust God when all the pain is coming And trust God when all the unbelief, what they tell you that you have, even though you read the word for years, they'll say, well, I guess you still have unbelief. Now, not everybody does this. I'm just saying there's people out there that I've listened to that say, well, it's because of your unbelief. And they've said it to me after I've been reading the word for years and seeking healing for years. And I'm thinking, like, how in the world can I have unbelief? I've read the word radically. I've poured myself out into this for 8 years. How in the world could I have unbelief? And that wrecked me. That hurt me so bad. So I'm just trying to help you guys to not fall into this vicious trap of people telling you that you got unbelief is why you're not healed. You're not healed because you have unbelief. No. What it is, it's a trust problem. We don't trust God that He told us that He said by His stripes we are healed. Instead, we're looking at our own goodness and basing everything off of how we feel and what we think and what's going on in our body. We can't, because Satan is going on in our body sometimes because he's throwing his fiery darts at us. So I got to get you guys to turn to God. God, help me, because the devil is attacking me. I've rebuked him. I've called for prayer. I've done every 12-step program out there to get the devil away. God, I need your help now. You see? I'm not trying to get you into a 12-step teaching. I'm trying to get you into God Himself, because when all this other stuff doesn't work, you're going to need God. You're going to need God Himself in a relationship setting, because you can't do it. You cannot do this. You can't make this Christian life work. If you could, you wouldn't be watching Healing Journeys today unless it was just to be blessed by it. If you could have made healing work, you'd already made it work a long time ago. You can't make it work. So you know you need a helper, and that's God Himself. And then He can give you true authority, and then He can give you the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, all the fruit that God pours out in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't make it work. You can't make the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the Holy Spirit because God said it is finished through Jesus. And the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost to anybody that believes. You're not the Holy Spirit. I'm not the Holy Spirit. Thank God. It's not something I can make work. I have to have God pour out His love into my heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. I can only have that by one way, and that's God radically pouring out His love into my heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And what seems to stop this is me trying to live for God to make all this work. Instead of coming to God, coming to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Instead of coming to God, I come to my 12 steps on how to make it all work. And God's over here like, I'll wait for you until you're done and you're tired. And you cry out to me and say, God, I can't do it. Help me. Just the way you got saved. God, I can't save myself. God, I can't do this life anymore. Help me. God, I can't. And it's an unbelief prayer at that point. When it's, you know, not all people pray this way, but I know people that, it's just, God, if you even exist, help me. That was their prayer of salvation. They got baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, what I'm saying, we need to stop looking at ourselves. Just stop. And the only way you can stop looking at yourselves is to turn back to your first love and say, God, I know what Jeremiah is saying, and I'm tired of trying to make stuff work, and I don't want to try to make something work that he said. I just need you. I need you. I need to talk to you, because I am a total disaster from trying to make healing work for so many years. I can't do this anymore, God. It's okay, guys. You can openly confess to God that you have failed. You have radically failed trying to make healing work. It's okay. You're not losing your healing because you never really had it anyways. But when you turn to your first love, he'll bring the word to life inside of your heart. It's called revelation. And he will take care of your negative thoughts, and he'll take care of the devil, because the power within you is stronger than the power that's on the outside of you. So God is fighting your battle. And this is how I fight my battle. I turn to God and ask him for help. And yes, I have other Christians in my life that I can call and talk to. And I have my Christian music. Yes, it's all of it. It's not just turning to God and talking to him. But this is the biggest thing that I see that's missing in the body of Christ. That no one wants to talk or no one knows how to talk to, or no one understands what a relationship is. And I understand that. I get that. I've been there. I know. That's why I'm here every week, that you guys tune in to me to listen to me talk about this radical relationship with God, because this is the only thing that has really saved me. Saved me from myself and radical bitterness and being upset because healing didn't work, and my emotions were destroyed and wrecked because healing didn't work for me for 8 years. Hope deferred made the heart sick, and you guys heard me say that before. So I just want to help you guys to stop. Stop looking at yourself. We have a problem. It's called self-centeredness, but it seems to be if you're seeking healing instead of the healer, and then the healer can bring the healing to life inside of you, then you become self-centered even through the scripture, because it's all about you and what you have to do and what you need to do and how you have to do all these things, and it's all about you. If it's all about you, if your Christian life is all about you and how you have to make everything work, I believe that you have become self-centered. And I'm not being mean about that. I'm just saying you have become self-centered and it's all about you. And it has nothing to do with Jesus and the free gift that Jesus said, it is finished. Back then, 2,000 years ago, it's all free and it all belongs to you as a gift. You cannot work a gift. You cannot work for a gift. If you work for a gift, again, you're back in the book of Galatians where it's either all works or all grace. It can't be a mixture of both. So this is all the grace of God. But you can't trust in the grace of God unless you know Him personally. You can't trust in the word that says you're already healed unless you have a radical relationship with Him. And letting go of this life is something that's a product of starting this process, is asking God for help, because you can't even let go of this life. You can't let go because Satan's got you so full of fear and anxiety and pressure because of pain and what the doctor's reports are and all of it. God help me, I can't do this. It's all I got. And it's working. But here's the thing, guys. I'm not holding on to this life. I'm just asking God for help daily because I need Him. I need Him in my life, because if not, I go through a lot of pain and suffering and a lot of problems. I don't want the problems anymore, so it's easier for me to go to the helper and say, God, look, I've made a mess today. I didn't ask You for help. I didn't rely on You at all today, God, and I just made a mess. My emotions are wrecked. Can You help me, please? Help me, God. And then you can click some Christian music on, or call a friend, or keep talking to God and start praising God, or whatever works in your life between you and God. You know, and you might have a scripture you want to meditate on, but it's not just a relationship. See, I preach on relationship, but here's the thing. I'm going to preach on what God tells me to preach on, because there's a lack of relationship in the body of Christ. It's all a 12-step program. Almost all of it's being taught as a 12-step program on everything that you have to do. Yes, like I said before, you can read all the 12 steps on healing and authority and God, and how that operates. That's a positive thing. You need that. But at some point, it becomes 12 steps instead of a relationship with God. Then you've fallen from your first love. And then you become like the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 2 through 5. And He talked to that church that I mentioned before many times, that they were doing all the works great. And He said, I have one thing against you, that you left first love. That's what I'm talking about. We want to come back to our first love. And then the fruit of the Spirit starts flowing again. That's what happened for me. See, I want to share this with you. I lost the love and the peace and the joy when I got born again, because I didn't know the Word. See, the Word's important. And I got into a bunch of stuff I shouldn't have been into. And when I lost that love, I didn't think I'd ever be able to get that feeling of God pouring out His love into my heart by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit back, and all the peace that I had. I was a total disaster for years. But I didn't realize it was because I was just trying to make the Christian life work, because I was a guy and I was very strong. So I was like, well, I can read the Bible and figure this out and just make it work. That was me. And you know, I did see some stuff, because you do have authority and healing, and God loves people, so I've seen some people healed. I'm not saying that I didn't see stuff happen. I'm just saying my life was really dry and empty. And I couldn't trust God in any kind of way. I had to trust in me, my own efforts, and what I could do for everybody else. And it was all about me, and I didn't have God. I mean, I had the Word. I had the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I did. but I didn't have this relationship with God, and it wrecked me. It totally destroyed me. And if I can get you guys back into God, you'll forget about healing. You'll forget about even holding on to this life, trying to get healing to hold on to something in this life. You'll start hanging out with God through the pain and sickness and say, God, I'm in love with you. I can't do this anymore. Or, God, I can't even barely love you anymore because the pain's so bad. I just need you, God. I need you. And that'll give you more peace than anything. More peace than anything in life. When you're at the bottom of the barrel and you can't make healing work anymore, you're going to need the helper. You're going to need God himself to show up mightily in your heart and give you revelation of the fact that by his stripes you're already healed. You're going to need God to do it this time because you've tried. You've tried everything you could do to get this to work, and it's not going to work for you. Stop. Everybody stop. Turn to God and say, God, help me. I can't do this. I can't even die. I can't die to this life. I can't. Paul died daily. I can't even seem to die at all. Everything I do, it's all about me and what I got to do and how I got to make it all work. I've made my Christian life all about me. Now it's all about my unforgiveness. Now I'm riddled with fear because I have the devil throwing unforgiveness in my mind every day. God, help me, because now I feel like I have unforgiveness all the time. And I've read the word for 8 years solid. And I know all the scripture, but now all of a sudden I have unbelief. God, help me. I'm tired of it. I can't get out of it. I'm stuck. God, pour out your heart, your spirit in me. Give me the revelation. God, give it to me. I can't make a revelation happen. All I can do is ask you for help to stop all of this, to quit and turn back to you, God, because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of having hope deferred make the heart sick. God, I can't do this anymore. There's nothing left in me that even wants to do this, God. God, help me. I am at your mercy now because I failed. All my efforts of trying to make it all work has failed me. I can't do it. God, help me. That's just where I'm at, guys. I'm speaking from my heart as you guys know me. I'm speaking from here. This is who I am. I have become a living epistle read and known by all men. I'm not trying to make the Christian life work anymore. I'm not trying to make myself a living epistle anymore. I'm not trying to make myself a minister of the gospel anymore. I'm not trying to renew my mind anymore. I'm not trying to have authority anymore. I'm not trying to take responsibility anymore. Now God is living in me and through me, and God has given me responsibility and put responsibility in me. Now God has given me the power of the Holy Spirit to move through me. You know, I want you guys to enter into his rest, and there's only one way to do it, and that's to quit, to stop. And I just want to pray for you guys on a daily basis. That's why I open up my phone center so you guys can get what I'm sharing with you. Because if you don't get what I'm sharing with you, I don't know what's going to happen, because there's a lot of fear when you don't have a relationship with God. When you don't have God himself pouring out the fruit of the Spirit and revelation in your heart, how are you going to have a strong faith and a trusting God that you're already healed when pain and the devil and the doctors and everybody else is telling you you're sick? You can't. I've got to get you so far into God so you forget about yourself. Now, when I say that, I understand pain makes you not forget about yourself. I get that. But when you put all of it on God, when you stop putting it all on yourself and you have to make it work, then you can trust God that he told you what the Word said. The Word said that you're already healed. You don't have to make it work. You don't have to try to go do anything. It's not about you anymore. We need to stop making the Christian life about us and our great everything and make it about Jesus Christ himself and his greatness and what he did for us and how it's a free gift and it no longer has anything to do with you. We need to stop. We need to ask God to stop making it all about us, because I know thoughts come and I know pain comes and the devil comes and tries to make us self-centered. I know that. So I want to help you guys to get as far away from yourself as you can and as far into God that you can possibly get. That's all I want to do. And that way you have a chance to trust in the living God, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge God and he'll direct your path. To be able to trust God plus acknowledge God in all of your ways, which is the Word. Trust God, trust the Word, and mix it all together by this relationship with God so you can have a perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. And that only happens through knowing God's word and having a radical relationship with God and being baptized in the Holy Spirit so you can have the fruit of the Spirit. We can't make that work. We can't make the fruit of the Spirit work. The fruit of the Spirit is the working of the Holy Spirit. So I want to pray with you guys right now that God will pour out his understanding and give you revelation of what I'm saying, because it's important that you get what I'm saying. So Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that each person that comes in contact with this teaching, that you will empower it, that you will open their heart. In Jesus' name, amen. See you guys next week.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.